We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks.
Say go New York, go New York, go.
On the floor, scoring more is 94, and the Knicks are hardcore. And I'll tell you like this, we ain't never looked sharper. With Hubert, Bonner, Greg, and Harper, it's the Knicks. And
dude, this is one of the great moments in my life.
Man, hearing this one, the 94 one, is that especially gets me going.
But the Knicks have actually done it. They have advanced to the second round in the NBA's postseason for the first time in 10 years and only the second time in the last, what, 22 seasons? I mean, this is ridiculous, the ineptitude that we have seen with this Knicks franchise. But now they have turned the corner. This after Leon Rose and Tibbs built this team into a playoff contender 2 years ago. They did lose to the Hawks in very disappointing fashion. Last year was a horrible year. Turned out that was the aberration. This year, to start the year, we thought that it was going to go sideways as usual, where they were on the verge of firing Tom Thibodeau, or at least that was the chatter. And now they stayed course. They turned their season around. They got into the postseason as a 5 seed. We knew coming into this series that this was a very winnable series for the Knicks. Not only was it winnable, the New York Knicks dominated the Cleveland Cavaliers in this series. And they did it, for the most part, without their all-star in Julius Randle. They did it with their depth. Obviously, Jalen Brunson deserves a ton of credit. Front and center, Jalen Brunson, we've said it all along, Randle might have been an all-star. Jalen Brunson is a superstar. R.J. Barrett. I still don't love R.J. Barrett. However, it has been 3 straight games where R.J. Barrett has competed at a high level. Maybe this game tonight, the best of all for Barrett, where he was efficient from both the floor, three-point range, and even the free throw line. R.J. Barrett actually getting the job done, 21 points on efficient shooting. Emmanuel quickly decided to show up for Game 5 in Cleveland. And the Knicks just saved me about $375 as I don't have to go to Game 6, although I wanted to. But I will not be going to Game 6 on Friday night because there is no Game 6. Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers are going home. Hey, Cleveland, I heard what you guys were chanting in Game 2. Guess what? I got a message for you. Cleveland sucks! Cleveland sucks.
Who?
They didn't even play a series. The Cavaliers were awful. And now the New York Knicks, they will sit back, rest up. Hopefully Randle gets healthy. Randle had to leave this game. You heard Marco say it before. Randle had to leave the game. He didn't get back into it. Dealing with that ankle issue. But the Knicks will sit back after clinching their first series win in 10 years, sit back and await the winner of Bucks Heat, in which the Heat have a 3-1 series lead. And I'll tell you, I got to be honest, I don't know if I can handle Knicks Heat. And the expectations around here, I mean, I could hear it in the streets. Matter of fact, if I look outside right now, there's probably people climbing the light poles out front. But I don't know if I can handle Knicks Heat. Because there's always going to be that nastiness. There's always going to be that rivalry. And it may have been dormant for a long time because the Knicks have not been good for the better part of 2 decades. But if the Knicks do meet the Heat, the Knicks will have home court in that series. And this town is going to be nuts. I mean, it's going to be nuts anyway after this series win, whether it's the Bucks or the Heat. But the fact that it's the Heat and the Knicks would have a chance, this is unbelievable. What a day in New York sports history. Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets. The New York Knicks win a first-round series. It's all happening. You give the Knicks credit. Tibbs credit. First of all, you give Leon Rose, Scott Perry, you give those guys credit. Jim Dolan, I know a lot of people, you know, like to rip Dolan. Give Jim Dolan credit for hiring the right guy, staying out of the way. and the Knicks built themselves a team here. They have a team. I'm not going to go nuts and say championship caliber team. They're not a championship caliber team. However, I thought they played arguably their best game of the series tonight. Now, of course, I was watching it while doing a talk show, so take that for what it's worth. But, I mean, I did have my eye on it. And I felt like they were more efficient. You know what the Knicks showed? They showed that killer instinct that we talked about the Rangers lacking. Right from the opening tip, the Knicks went into an environment that they were not expected to thrive in. Do you know the odds on this game? I'm assuming the Knicks were underdogs. Do we know that? Do we know if the Knicks were underdogs in this game? Do you have the pregame?
The Knicks were 5.5-point dogs.
The Knicks go into, thank you. The Knicks go into an environment where they were underdogs. I don't think anybody expected them to win this game. We were looking at likely, the Knicks will probably lose a game in Cleveland, and you know, Cavs are going to give it their best shot. Knicks will come back and wrap it up in six if you thought the Knicks would win. They go in there right from the opening tip and take the heart out of the Cleveland Cavaliers and led by double digits pretty much the whole way. Cavs had a little run here or there, but the Knicks always built it back up. That is an impressive performance. That to me, now again, I'm not saying that the Knicks are going to go to the finals or I'm not getting crazy here. I still have to, you know, see it to believe it that they're going to actually A, participate in the second round and then B, potentially win that second round. But tonight's performance was a, I don't want to say championship level performance, but that's the sign of a very good team closing out a series, especially doing so on the road. Remember, the Cavaliers were favored in this series, which I thought was ridiculous. I mean, I did one of those videos for Superbook Sports saying, take the Knicks, they're going to win this series. As underdogs, slight underdogs, but still, I mean, come on. They wiped the floor, both the Garden floor and whatever that arena that they play in Cleveland's floor is called. A dominant performance through five games. The one bad blowout game in game two, that was about it. Everything else was all Knicks. Leon Rose, Scott Perry, Tibbs, all the players, Jalen Brunson, and even Julius Randle gutting it out. I know he didn't have the best series at all. But Julius Randle gutting it out. And then you have R.J. Barrett stepping up. Emmanuel quickly, as we said, showed up tonight finally. Obi Toppin contributing. You know, maybe that Randle injury was a blessing in disguise for the Knicks down the stretch because you had opportunity to get some of those younger guys in there, in particular Obi Toppin. And Obi Toppin did the most with that opportunity with Randle out. And he's now getting big minutes in the postseason. We weren't sure we were going to see that, but with Randle being banged up, with Randle being ineffective, Obi Toppin has become a contributor on this team. You know, and we could sit there and credit Rose and Perry, and we should, for building this team. How about the specific acquisition of Josh Hart? What a move that was. Maybe not the sexiest of names out there at the trade deadline or the biggest of acquisitions, but it was for them. A huge difference. A huge difference maker in Josh Hart. Dude is a beast. Ripping the heart and soul out of the Cleveland Cavaliers. A historic night. Aaron Rodgers earlier today, the Knicks tonight, the New York Knicks won a playoff series in five games. Brian is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Brian?
I love you, Sal.
I love you too, Brian. How about the Knicks, baby? Yeah. Yes.
That's all I got to say.
Yes, Brian. You should be pumped up, baby. This is a great day. We're on the fan talking Knicks advancing in the postseason. Pinch me. I'm dreaming. What year is this? It has happened. It is unbelievable, actually. When they have been, I mean, basically, I talk about this all the time. I grew up in the 90s, obviously, watching those Knicks teams. So that's all I knew. I remember specifically saying to one of my friends, like, what, the Knicks? What do you think, they're ever going to miss the playoffs? Like, there was a time, legitimately, 1995, whatever, 97, you know, like 15, 16-year-old Sal, where I would have told you and did tell somebody, I forget who, the Knicks will never miss the playoffs. Like, if you were to tell me, oh, the Knicks will miss the playoffs in your life, I'd be like, are you out of your mind? That'll never happen. Miss the playoffs. It'd be something if they didn't make the second round. And then, obviously, the last 20 years happened. And here we are today, where we're getting back toward maybe some sustained success with the New York Knicks. Maybe this is the beginning. And maybe things are breaking their way for a change. What a night. JB is in Woodbridge. What's up, JB?
Yo, Sally boy, let's
JB!
Go Knicks, baby!
Yeah, baby! Let's go Knicks!
Hey, whoever thought when we were on the minor leagues at that other stupid station that the Knicks would be winning games 3-1, 4-1. Let's go!
I don't think we ever discussed the Knicks when I was in the minor leagues at WOR, JB.
Oh, there was that one draft night. No, don't draft Porzingis. No!
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do remember that. Now that you mention it, I do remember that. Yeah.
But can I ask a question? Can we get a little – I'm so happy tonight. I'm so proud of this team. I still think Thibodeau, he needs to shave the head like me and you. He needs to go bald. There's no reason to have that hair on the top of your head. It's little strands. But that's neither here nor there tonight. Because this is a celebratory night for New York, it's a celebratory night for the Garden, and it's a celebratory night for the fan. But tomorrow night, the Rangers need to wake up. Let's go. Let's get a summer of 94.
All right. The Rangers, JB, and thank you for the call. The Rangers got to do their part. I'm so mad at the Rangers. Why do you got to bring the Rangers up right now and ruin my mood? I'm so mad at them. All they had to do was take one game at home. And have that 3-1 lead. I'd be intolerable right now. I'd be bouncing off the walls in here. And I could do that in here because there's only one TV. So if I did bounce off the walls, nothing would really happen. I mean, the Rangers got to do their part. This is great. Every night, Knicks, Rangers, playoffs. You throw the Islanders in there if you're an Islander fan. You got the Mets and Yankees. This is what it's all about. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. Knicks are moving on. What the hell's going on here? If you actually think about it for a second, if I would have told you, rewind a year ago today, 1 year ago today, if I would have told you that, hey, next year on this day, you're going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers being the Jets quarterback and the Knicks winning a first-round playoff series, you would have told me I was nuts. And yet here we are. 877-337-6666. More of your calls on the other side. It's a party on the fan tonight. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. The Knicks are moving on. Rangers, Devils tomorrow night. This is exciting. I'm here for you.